"Teacher, look, what awesome stones and buildings." And they were awesome. Herod's temple complex on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem was an immense and glittering array of buildings built out of huge white stones, the smallest of which were 2.5 by 3.5 by 15 feet, weighing well over 100 tons apiece. The court of the Gentiles was like a bazaar with food vendors and money changers, as well as tour guides offering tours of the Temple Mount. Within the Soreg, the giant stone structure that housed the private area where only the Jews could enter, was the temple itself. And the entire temple complex covered 35 acres. No wonder one of the disciples wondered aloud about its magnificence and grandeur. And yet Jesus, as he is wont to do, points to a deeper, hidden, an apocalyptic meaning in that moment. Now, it is true that many people read this passage and they get stuck on the apocalyptic translation. But I want to help you this morning see this passage in a new light. Now, the Greek word apocalypse means to reveal that which is hidden. And Jesus is going to reveal a great teaching for them and for us in that moment, one that will change the world as they knew it and has the power to change your life. Now, in the days leading up to this moment when the disciples are with Jesus in front of Herod's temple, remember we are in the last few stages of Jesus's ministry there in that region. He's been calling his disciples, performing miracles, preaching, healing, and calming the sea, casting out demons and teaching about the human rights of women and children, preaching of the corrupting nature of earthly power, and prophesying of the threat of his upcoming and sudden death. There were also many wars in that time, way too much starvation, and deadly natural disasters. In Mark chapter 13, verses 7 to 8, which immediately follows today's reading from the gospel, we read, "When you hear about wars and threats of wars, don't be afraid. These things will have to happen first, but that isn't the end. Nations and kingdoms will go to war against each other. There will be earthquakes in many places, and people will starve to death, but this is just the beginning of troubles." Now, one doesn't have to read today's headlines to know that we too live in a time of fear, of wars and starvation, of increasing natural disasters. So what was Jesus teaching the disciples in that long ago moment outside Herod's temple? What are we to take away from Jesus' teaching for our own lives today? Were they called to hunker down and look for destruction? Are we? No. Are we called to go out and buy the Left Behind series of books so we're ready? No. Jesus is teaching us something deeply important today. Don't be afraid. Don't be alarmed. The gospel or teachings of Jesus Christ have the power to speak transforming words of truth and hope in a time of great fear and division. Both in the disciples' time and in our own, if we but open our eyes to see it. So I guess it all depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for that grand and glorious edifice to fear and power that Herod built, well, it's not there anymore. About 70 years after Jesus's birth, Herod's temple complex was completely destroyed, all except for one wall that we now call the Wailing Wall. But if you do want to live looking for the activity of God right here and right now, you just might begin to see it. in the act of kindness of a friend, in the opportunity to help another, in the outreach ministry of our congregation, and in the chance to listen deeply to the hurt of another. God shows up in all kinds of places, working with us, for us, through us, and in us. You just have to look. Because there are still hungry to feed, naked to clothe, oppressed to free, and wounded to heal. We are called to look out for the widows and the orphans, to love as we are loved, to not be afraid. Jesus is asking them and us to be ready all the time, to live our lives looking for the presence of God. This is no time for fear or division. We are the people of God. And to live into God's promises for the future, we must embody God's work in the present. Now, more than ever, it seems to me, people need to hear the good news. They need to find communities of faith where they are welcome, where they can come just as they are. Teacher, look. A congregation joyfully sharing the blessings received by in turn blessing others. That is what we are about. Ask and you will receive. Search and you will find. Knock and we'll open the door for you. And may all God's people say, Amen. Amen.